The following program is paid for by the Neal Financial Group.
Welcome to the Money Makeover Show. The Money Makeover team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Certified financial planner Doug Neal, chartered financial consultant Jamie Keys, certified financial planner Tony Nafar, and your team of CPAs, attorneys, real estate, and financial pros. Now, here's your Money Makeover team.
Good morning. Welcome to the Money Makeover Show. This is the place where we help you make better, smarter financial decisions. I'm Tony Nafar, certified financial planner. Joining me in the studio this morning is Jamie Keys, chartered financial consultant. Craig Montana running the studio for us, and Craig is also the one who takes your phone calls and gets them piped directly to us. I know you have questions. I know you're wondering what's going on. And we're here to help with a little of that. So if there's something in particular you want to know about, let's get on it. Here's our number to call us right here on the program, 800-332-7879, 800-332-7879. Before we go any farther this morning, I promised someone yesterday that I would give a shout out to Paula, who is supposed to be listening today. So, Paula, welcome to the program. If it's your first time listening, I think it is.
Now, welcome, Paula. I think she's in the Austin area, so we're very, very glad to have all those listeners out there. And by the way, that points out the fact that not only can you get it on KWHI at 1280 AM, but you can also pick it up by listening live on your computer or your smartphone. There are so many different ways to listen now.
Oh, absolutely. All these smart devices we can plug right into. So you can go to KWHI.com, KWHI.com, and click on their Listen Live little tab there. Or you can go to our website, which is
MoneyMakeOverTeam.com. That's MoneyMakeOverTeam.com. Yeah, make sure you go by the website. There's a lot of great information there. Not only can you click on Listen Live, but we have new newsletters every single month, and you can send us your questions by email, too.
Yeah. So if you're busy or you're shy and don't want to get on the air, that's fine. We're glad to have those questions, and we do answer them, by the way. So just shoot us that email at moneymakeoverteam.com, moneymakeoverteam.com. And I know even Paula probably has a question. You
yeah,
know?
I think so everybody
Paula,
has questions.
Shy.
You know, what's really nice about it is when you give us a call, that's the same question that thousands of other people have. So you're really doing a public service when you give us a call so we can answer those questions. And we'd really like to talk about the things that you're interested in hearing. And so it's always helpful when we receive those phone calls. And yeah, I'm not sure what we're going to talk about today, Tony. There's not much going on in the market.
Oh, I don't think so. right now, by the way, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 361 points. The S&P 500 up 42.5. And the NASDAQ up over 106 points. And so did you sell yesterday?
Or the day before?
Monday.
Or Friday.
Friday. Yeah. Don't do a goof up that you might regret later. Because you know what? If you lock in the down, that means you've locked it in. Things on paper, as we always say, are things on paper. We're going to talk a little bit about what's going on. And give you a little perspective. Have we ever been here before?
We're going to talk a little bit about different ways to think about it. I've got an article here that talks about five things to think about when it comes to market volatility. I think it's very helpful. We'll talk about some of that.
And also, you know, for those of you who have 401ks, who have IRAs, who have brokerage accounts, 403b plans, how should you be looking at things in there? Is it time for a little review of how you're invested, maybe? You know, if it's a little too wild, what kind of things can you do? If you're getting closer to retirement, what are the most important things you need to be thinking about right now? So that and much more. If you've got questions, anything to do with you, your money, we are here for you on the Money Makeover Show from Neil Financial Group. Here's our number. We're going to have a station break right now. If you want to call us while the commercials are playing, no one else will hear you but us. And here's that number, 800-332-7879, 800-332-7879. Waiting for your call. We got answers for you here on the Money Makeover Show.
For more than 55 years, the Brenham Clinic has been here for you and your family. And as the community has grown and changed, so has the Brenham Clinic. That's why they're not only home to a team of doctors whose specialties range from family and internal medicine to pediatrics and obstetrics, but the network of specialists at College Station Medical Center also offers appointments right here at home. Extended hours and same-day appointments are available. To schedule yours, visit BrenhamClinic.com.
Summer Tractor Specials are here from Washington County Tractor, New Holland. There are 0% finance for up to 72 months with approved credit or get extra cash back. It's your choice. So's the tractor. Take your pick of New Holland Compact, the hardworking Workmaster and Powerstar utility tractors, or the powerful T4 series cab tractors up to 115 horsepower. We have the equipment in stock, so don't miss out. Get into Washington County Tractor in Brenham, a WC Tractor in Bryan, Navasota City to take advantage of all the savings. These specials end August 31st, so don't miss out. Check out the web at WCTractor.com.
Commercial use only. Customer participation subject to credit qualification and approval by CNH Industrial Capital America LLC or CNH America. See your participating New Holland dealer for details and eligibility requirements.
Find new roads in a Chevrolet at Tegeler Chevrolet and Industry, where you can see the great deals on some impressive trucks. Check out their rebates on select models. Don't wait. Visit Tegeler Chevrolet now. Tegeler Chevrolet, 13 miles down FM 109 from Brenham, where you'll always find a great deal on a new vehicle and great service after the sale. Visit anytime at TeglerChevrolet.com. That's T-E-G-E-L-E-R Chevrolet.com. Hurry in today and find new roads in a Chevrolet.
Want to have some fun? Then get over to Rob's Fun Center at 1308 Highway 290 West in Brenham for the latest in side-by-sides, ATVs, motorcycle, and personal watercraft. Rob's Fun Center has complete lines of Polaris, Yamaha, and Arctic Cat, plus a full-service shop that's capable of doing everything from routine maintenance to complete rebuilds on the brands they sell and on competitive brands. Find out more about Rob's Fun Center at 979-836-2700. Have fun on a motorcycle or ATV from Rob's Fun Center in Brenham. Quality sales, parts, and service.
It's not just a house, it's your home. At Germania Insurance, we understand that the homes we insure are the places people live their lives and raise their families. We have competitive rates, discount options, and exceptional claim service 24/7. Germania is the insurance Texans trust.
Call Spies Insurance at 979-836-4241, your Germania representative in Brenham.
Trust Germania.
Astros baseball is on KWHI. Tune in to hear the Houston Astros baseball games on KWHI 1280 in Brenham. Brought to you thanks to our Astros sponsors, Tegeler Toyota, Bluebonnet Petroleum, Family Motorsports and Toys, Horseshoe Junction Family Fun Park, DDM Pipe and Steel, Cruzy Village, Culligan Water Conditioners, The Truck Center, Fireplaces, etc., and J5 Tractors. Please support our Astros sponsors, and for Astros baseball, keep your radio dial tuned right here on KWHI 1280. Your Houston Astros connection.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Welcome back to the Money Makeover Show from the Money Makeover Team at Neal Financial Group. By the way, that's N-E-A-L. If you're feeling a little bit lost, forlorn, upset, nervous, we still do the free review, which means if you think that your stuff in your 401k, your 403b, your IRA, whatever you got going, if that's moving too much for you and doing wild things up and down and sideways and all over the place, it might be good to get a second opinion. That is a free of charge second opinion, by the way, with some very experienced eyeballs looking at stuff. And you know, we're not there to trash whoever. If you have an advisor, we're not there to trash them. But, you know, if you still have if you're 50 years old and you still have the same lineup in your portfolio, in your 401k or your IRA that you did 15 years ago, you might want to come by and let us help you with that. Because when we go through our lives, Jamie, we have to make some changes along the way, which are just prudent anyway.
Well, there are so many different phases in our lifetime that we go through, and there are so many different aspects of your financial life to take a look at. You know, just this past week, we had somebody who came in, and, you know, we just talked about their life insurance policies. They had questions about their life insurance policies. Mm-hmm. How do they work? You know, how many of you remember when you initially met with that person who's handling your life insurance, how many of you remember 5% of what that person told you about your policy and the way that it works? Because they can be pretty complicated financial instruments as well.
Mm-hmm. Annuities are the same way.
Annuities are that way. Yeah. I mean, stocks, bonds,
mutual funds,
REITs, alternative investment, you know, all the different things that are available to you out there. It's impossible, I think, to keep them all straight unless you deal with it every single day like we do. And even we are always learning and going through that process. So take advantage and give us a call and come in for that free review where we can cover some of those things and maybe help make your financial life a little bit simpler.
Well, and maybe calm that upset stomach, or we can be better than an aspirin sometimes if you're pulling up things. And by the way, for those of you who check your balance every single day.
Don't.
Yeah, I mean, really, people are saying, well, should we hang on or should we sell something or what should we sell or should we buy something? You know what? We're in this kind of flux phase right now. I think we're going to be moving around a little bit for a little while here. So making rash decisions, how many of you, and hands in the audience, keep one, if you're driving, have one hand on the steering wheel. But the other hand, hands in the audience right now. All right. How many of you sold? Is your hand up or down? Did you sell after the 2008 washout and we were getting into 2009, the beginning of the year? It still was looking bleak, and then it was looking really bleak in February of 2009. And then we got into March. And you threw in the towel and said, I can't stand it anymore. I'm selling everything. How many hands in the audience? Oh, Jamie. Wow.
We saw it happen. You know, and
lots of hands.
You know, and I know where you're going with this, because if you were one of those people who got out at that time and panicked, it probably ended up costing you money, because those of you who did not sell, who stayed the course and stuck with your plan, how much more money do they have now than they had?
Well, you got actually a little bit of statistic on that, don't you?
I do.
Actually. And this is we're trying to keep things in perspective here. Now, I talked with somebody I know who runs cattle on a number of different ranches around here. And he said, my friend told me I need to be in the market and stuff. And he said, I've never been in the market. And the guy's in his 60s.
Yeah.
And he said, I'm not comfortable with going there. And he knows what I do. You know, and he was talking to me about it, and I said, you know what? Maybe it's not for you. If you don't understand it, but I said, honestly, I think your job and your profession's really risky. I mean, cows and cow prices and all that stuff. Wow. And you never know what the weather's going to do and all kinds of things. There's so many variables in the cattle business.
Right.
That would scare the bejeebers out of me, you know. So yeah. Everybody's got their perspectives. But let's help everybody with their perspectives. You'd have bailed out during the recession at the very beginning there.
If you had bailed out in 2008, 2009 and sold out
of the stocks and bonds. And
you would have lost out as opposed to those of you who stuck with it, because those of you who stuck with it in the last 6 years, your portfolio has tripled. And so, I mean, that assumes that everything stayed the same. If somebody kept their same portfolio and did not bail out in 2008, 2009, they have 300% more in asset value than they had, as opposed to selling out. Now, that's the difference there. You would have sold out, which means that
you would have kept that loss.
That loss, exactly.
So
when it comes to, the, you know, when it comes to market volatility, you need to get a perspective on things. And I know we're going to talk about that today, so we'll go ahead and get right into it. One of the things you have to remember when it comes to the markets, and we've had big wild swings in the last week.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Monday was a terrible day. When it comes
it
to
was.
The,
it was pretty rough.
It was very, very rough. And we mm-hmm. talked about that on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And we've had big wild swings. But the thing is, you have to remember to keep things in perspective and think long term. How many of you can't buy groceries today because the market went down on Monday? That's simply you're not selling stocks to try and pay your expenses. And so you have to think long term. These things are going to happen periodically. You know, they happened in 2000. They happened in 2008. There are going to be swings in the market, and so you have to think long term. And so if you're thinking long term, you actually gain some perspective in that you realize that basically this is an opportunity for some of you. Because if you have cash, it's an opportunity to get things on sale. We'll talk about that a little bit too. But, you know, basically, those of you who stuck with it in 2008, 2009 have a lot more money than those who bailed. So congratulations.
Remember, for those of you, and I have talked with people mm-hmm. who said they lost 40%, 50%. They were invested pretty aggressively.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they were younger in 2008, 2009. All right. So let's say if you have a 50% loss, you have to make 100% rate of return to get back to break even. And then after that is when you can start making money. So, Jamie, you just said we've had a 300% gain since that bottom in 2009, March of 2009.
Yeah, for those of you stuck with and who didn't bail.
So you made all your money back and you've made another 200%.
Mm-hmm. And so you have to think long term. So don't let these temporary swings affect you too much. So you have to keep it in perspective. Think long term. Don't think short term. Think long term.
Now, it doesn't mean that people who are in retirement already or right next door to walking on your getting your retirement papers and your 401k balance and all that, it doesn't mean that you need to be invested like younger people. There are things you can do to make sure that you're not riding around on every single roller coaster that comes along. So again, you know what? It's how you look at things, how you do things, what part of your life you're in, right? How old you are, what you're planning on doing,
right?
With the rest of your days and the rest of your life. I mean, all of these different things are all considerations. And please, and I have to say, I told somebody who called yesterday at the office here, the Brenham office. I said, you know, the thing that amazes me is how fast a turnaround time it is for some of these folks who are on national radio programs, and some of them are carried by different stations in Houston, and how fast they responded to that Monday big drop in the markets. I mean, they totally revamped all their radio commercials, and it was all fear, 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 and come to our seminar. There must be one outfit that's got five seminars coming up in Houston in the next 3 days. And they got another five with somebody else helping them out doing those in Austin and Dallas and San Antonio. Folks, you know, the thing is to get the right game plan, get it together, and don't be pulled all over the place by people who make money when people are afraid. That is their greatest time in the world to make money, is when they have a whole population or even you just running scared. Don't fall for that. Now, is it bad to get information? No, of course not. But we like to have information ready for you here as well and help you with your decisions and a process of thinking about things.
And if somebody's trying to scare you to death, run away.
Well, and the media doesn't help.
Yeah, well, you know. The national media, I saw that this morning. The national media is, they want to sensationalize some things. And one of the things they talked about is that the markets track consumer fears, and they said over the past week consumer fears have been really, really high. Well, I don't think that that helps.
Well, and not only that, but they don't know what they're talking about. They were referring to some of the measurements of fear, supposedly, and one of them is something called the VIX, the Volatility Index, and they have several different things that go into calculating that, all right? And that took a big spike up. But, you know, the VIX volatility index went up to levels we saw around 2008, 2009. But they're higher, you know, they're higher than they have been recently, but really nowhere near the levels that we got in 2008 or even in 2011. You even remember 2011? 2011?
The Great Recession.
Woo! Woo! Yeah. So again, now if you're in retirement or close to retirement or whatever, it really depends on your lifestyle, what your needs are, how are you getting income? And, you know, Social Security plays into that. Mm-hmm. Other information that you have on how you are looking at deriving an income from your resources. I mean, one thing you don't ever want to do is be selling things in your IRA every month to pay your bills. There are different ways to go about those things. And you wouldn't have been moving around like this.
Well, there are some things you can control and there are some things you cannot control. Mm-hmm. And, you know, those things you can't control, I mean, you can't worry about those things. Sometimes luck plays into it. If you're one of those individuals, we talked to them a little bit about it on Monday, who is in the process of moving your 401k because you've just retired and you're moving it into your own IRA, and you happen to move it on Monday, and that's when everything got liquidated, that's really bad luck. Mm-hmm. And you had no control over that. And I can understand being upset about that.
Mm-hmm.
But remember, there was nothing you could do about that. You had submitted your paperwork. There was no way to know what's going to happen in the future.
Mm-hmm.
That's just bad luck, bad timing. There's nothing you could do about it. And I can understand that.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing about it is, there are other things that you can control.
And, well, and that's really planning.
Yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
A strategy. And that's what financial planning is. And that's what we do. Or not just, okay, let's take a look at your stock or bond or mutual fund portfolios or something like that. Yes, that's a part of it, but it is not the backbone of where most of us are going to be getting our income from in the future. Social Security, taking that at the right time and the right way, yes, that's super important. Long-term care, what's going to happen as you get older, or family members get over, how are you taking care of that? Your insurances, your health insurance, life insurance, things that guarantee and help give an income to you at some point in your life when you're really going to need it. That's really the planning part of things, and that's why we're financial planners as well.
And you have to remember that, you know, when we talk about the Dow, the S&P 500, the NASDAQ, and what those numbers are, those numbers are driven by the large money managers. And we have to realize that. And the large money managers, they're not thinking as long term as you probably should be. Because the money managers that handle large quantities of money for the mutual funds and so on and so forth, they're worried about what their returns are this year. Because they have to answer for their jobs and what their returns are this year. And that's how they manage their money. They don't manage for the extremely long, long term like you should be in your own portfolio.
So
it's different.
We've got some other things to consider here, too. Did the market drop because everything's crummy? We're going to give you some stats that even surprised us this morning.
Yep.
Some things that are some bright spots, and they're pretty considerable. So, again, helping you get some perspective on things this morning, that's part of our job here on the Money Makeover Show. And if you have questions, if you're looking at things and you're sweating bullets right now, you need to be calling us. Here's our number. Going to take a commercial break. If you want to talk to us in private on the phone, now is your chance. Money Makeover Team, phone number for you, 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. That's 800-332-7879. This is the Money Makeover Show.
DDM Metal Buildings offers quality, reliability, and commitment to please our customers. They manufacture all metal building components, and no one can beat their prices. Want to build a hay barn, horse barn, or even a barnuminium? Just call DDM at 979-251-9503 in Brenham or in Bastrop at 512-321-0436. DDM offers engineered bolt-together buildings for residential or commercial, plus they offer weld-up kits for buildings. DDM Metal Buildings in Brenham and Bastrop open Monday through Friday from 7:30 to 5 and Saturday till noon. See them online at ddm-steel.com.
If you're in pain, please listen to this information about chiropractic care. It could change your life.
Sometimes fear of the unknown can keep you from doing something, even if it can benefit you. For some people, chiropractic treatment is like that. Dr. Ron Barte of Barte Chiropractic in Brenham says there's really nothing to fear.
A lot of patients are afraid of their first procedure. Almost everyone, when they're through with their first procedure, is like, oh, that's it. Everybody makes it out to be a lot worse than it is. It's gentle and effective and safe and it's comfortable.
At Barte Chiropractic in Brenham, their goal is to not only relieve your pain, but to find the cause of your pain and correct it. If you suffer from neck pain, back or shoulder pain, headaches, or pain down the back of your leg, stop waiting for it to go away. The longer you wait, the fewer options you may have for treatment.
Call Barte Chiropractic today at 979-836-5591. Stop by 352 Stonehill Drive in Brenham or visit BarteChiropractic.com. You shouldn't have to live in pain.
Tired of paying for child care days that you don't use? Now Time Well Spent is offering Flex Care. Purchase child care by the day and use them whenever you need them. Flex Care is sold in 5-day increments per child. Use them all at once or one day at a time. Each Flex Care purchase is good for 1 year and can be used for holidays, school breaks, emergencies, and even for your visiting grandchildren. Time Well Spent is now accepting all ages full-time or on Flex Care. Find out more by calling 836-0505 or stop by at 900 East Bluebell Road. Time Well Spent is there when you need them.
The UPS Store and the Bluebonnet Shopping Center in Brenham. They do a lot more than just shipping. They also offer mailbox rental, print and scan services, fax services, a complete line of office supplies, and expert packing services. When you ship UPS, you get the service that gets it there safe and sound. The pack and ship promise guarantees it, or you get all your money back plus the value of the insured item. Stop in and visit with their professional staff at the UPS Store and the Bluebonnet Shopping Center, or call 979-830-8291. The UPS Store. See what one store can do for you.
Rattlers Convenience Stores in Brenham and Chapel Hill are proud to bring you the touchdown quarter during the Cubs and Bucks football games on KWHI. Visit Rattlers on Highway 105 on Bluebell Road or in Chapel Hill to register in the drawing. If your name is drawn and our team makes a touchdown, you win a $20 gift card. If there's no winner, the prize will increase by $20 until someone wins. Your next chance to win is during the Cubs game on Friday, August 28th. So sign up today at Rattlers in Brenham and Chapel Hill. Rattlers, friendly, clean, Texan.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
All righty, back with more Money Makeover Show from the Money Makeover Team at Neil Financial. Office, by the way, here in Central Texas, downtown Brenham. On Main Street, right across from the courthouse, we're on the first floor, Suite 104. And then also we have an office on St. James Place and roughly San Felipe in Houston, about a mile and a half from the Galleria. So we got you covered on those two ends. Plus, we're licensed as financial planners and advisors in 17 states, and we've all been at this for a long, long time. Long time. We've seen more than one little shake-up here.
Yeah, my parents seem to be upset that they can have a child that's this old.
So, oh, yeah. Yeah, I know. I just talked to somebody whose mom was having her 85th birthday or 87th or whatever the other day, and she said, man, I feel old. And, you know, that kind of puts things in perspective. I know it happens when you look at your kids, and they're all grown up, and they're having their own families, and you know, the grandkids are coming along and all that. But there's something about having a parent getting so much older it seems like that's kind of another different kind of an awakening. So happy birthday, by the way, to my friend Mary's mom.
Well, we were talking the other day, not on the air, I don't think we're talking about it. We were talking about the other day in Japan, when you reach 100 years old, they used to give out a gift to any of their citizens that reached 100 years old. Mm-hmm. And the gift costs like $65, $85, something like that. And they are not going to do that anymore because they cannot afford it, because there are too many Japanese citizens reaching the age of 100. Mm-hmm. And so it's not unusual for you to live a long time now. So that illustrates how important it is to do your planning and, make the correct Social Security decisions, all of those different things that go into retirement.
So let's talk a little bit about fear and rational fear, irrational fear. All right.
Well, we have had wild swings in the markets in the past week.
It's scary. And, to see it.
Yeah, we can understand, being concerned. But you don't have to be running and hiding in the bedroom, crawling under the covers, putting the sheets over your head. You don't need to do those. There's some other news out there, too.
Yes.
And we like to look at some of the economic indicators here in the United States, because that's what we're concerned about, is what is the economy doing here?
And not just in China.
Not just in China.
Or Greece or wherever else.
And there has been some news that's come out here in the United States. One that just came out this morning is that core goods orders are the highest they've been for the whole year in July. That's good news. That means that the indicators that have indicated that the companies are doing well and are growing, core goods orders reflect that.
What are core goods?
Those are the things that the big equipment that the companies need to do what they do.
Okay. So those are expensive, right? Bigger ticket items.
Mm-hmm. And those numbers are up.
Yep.
So that's good news. You had yesterday consumer confidence numbers came out.
Yeah. Yesterday afternoon, those came out for the month of July, the most recent measurement, and we were already sliding all over the place up at the markets, not as much as the last few days here in August, but we'd already had a little market upset, and consumers were confident and they were out buying. And consumers drive most of our economy.
Right.
Now, if that was contracting, I might look at that, and economists would look at that and say, well, there are some problems possibly underlying things. But that was the best figures we've seen, actually, since 2008, 2009.
Yeah, and so the July numbers were good. Now, it'll be interesting to see what happens with the August numbers, because those will be interesting to see with what's been going on. But the fact is that the U.S. economy, all of the numbers have continually been good. And so the world economy may be slowing down, but the indicators for the U.S. economy don't indicate that that's what's going on here.
Well, and there are still some bright spots in other economies around the world. We're not the only ones. But I think also being in the heart of oil and gas territory here in the Texas and certainly around Houston and those areas, you know what? It's been tough. Mm-hmm. There's no question about that. But I'm already seeing there were articles out this morning on the internet about companies like Halliburton. Has been pretty banged up in the stock market lately. Halliburton's out there acquiring smaller firms now, gobbling them up, so they become an even stronger company going forward. Remember, we've had mergers and acquisitions at like ExxonMobil. They used to be two different companies, spinoffs and reorganizations that made companies stronger, like ConocoPhillips. Other things that are out there that we can make notable examples of. And again, this is the time when we've got so many companies that have huge cash reserves. They've just got stockpiles of cash.
Right.
This is when they go shopping.
Yeah, mergers and acquisitions are an indicator on the positive side of that companies are feel good about what's going to happen in the future. You know, you had mentioned Halliburton. News came out today that Schlumberger is buying Cameron International.
Yeah, Cameron, big ironworks and manufacturing of that big ticket orders that they get for metal and metal products. And that's going to be like a $12 billion deal or something. I mean, it's going to be a really big deal.
So the point being that there has been some good news in the economic front, irregardless of what the markets have been doing in the last week or month. I mean, we had the big wild swings this week. And, you know, I don't want you to think that we're encouraging you to stick your head in the sand.
Well, and I don't want anyone to think that we're encouraging you to go out and blow money.
Right.
And buy everything you can put your hands on.
We just want you to keep things in the proper perspective.
Yeah.
And so there was an article that came out, five things to think about when it comes to market volatility. And the very first thing is the title is to count your cash. And you need to take a look at that. The market is going to have its swings. Now, there have been wild swings in the past couple of weeks, and that is true. But the thing that you have to think about, even if you're in retirement, and you had mentioned that, Tony, even if you're in your retirement, you probably have enough cash in your portfolio or enough assets in your portfolio to get you through at least the next 5 years, no matter what happens in the market. And so if you think about that, it doesn't make any difference what happens in the markets today as long as you're following your plan and you have assets to carry you through. Now, if you were to panic and sell and lower the value permanently like that, because you've locked in your losses, now your time frame is shorter because the assets aren't going to last long because you've locked in those losses. And so that's something to think about, is the fact that, you know, take a look and see. In your portfolio, you probably have some cash equivalent types of assets in your portfolio.
Yeah. And for those of you who have 401k plans and 403bs, there are some cash types of investment vehicles that are in there. You probably have money market kind of an equivalent in those types of plans, or you've got what's called a stable value fund. Now, I had this conversation with somebody a few days ago as well. The interest rates are so low at banks and other financial institutions, including the banks, et cetera, that are holding those money market and stable value funds in your 401k or 403b, right? The interest rates are so low that if you were all in cash, you're going to have a negative return in some of these plans. It depends on your plan expenses. How much are they charging you in fees on your plan? And I have seen people actually go backwards by 1% or 1.5% because rates are so low. Now, back when you were making 3, 4, 5, 6, 7% or more on those types of investments with your money and not really having a lot of risk, hey, you were still money ahead there.
So yet another reason not to bail. Because not only do you lock your losses in if you bail, but now you've got all your money in cash going backwards.
Yeah.
Well, that doesn't make any sense. The second point here in the article was something we've already talked about, and that's to think long term, so we won't dwell on that anymore. Third point was the title. The third point is Christmas Comes Early. It says people will run screaming with excitement to the mall whenever there's a sale, and yet you know, run screaming with terror from the stock market whenever there's a sale. That doesn't make any sense. And we've talked about that before.
Mm-hmm.
When the markets are down, it's an opportunity to buy things on sale, buy low. And so, you know, there are companies that are good companies before you have them in your portfolio. You thought they were good companies at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And just because the share price drops because the market drops doesn't make it a bad company.
Yeah.
You know, so now all of a sudden it looks like the share price is less 10% than it was before. Guess what? That's an even better buy than it was before.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to think about that. You know, it's like Christmas. When things go down, you have the opportunity, if you have cash, to buy that if it fits in with your portfolio.
And if it fits in with your time frame,
mm-hmm.
and how much you can tolerate things moving around, and all of these different factors. If you're somebody who just says, I don't want to look at things going all over the place, I want to know what I have, I want to set up a way to, you know, draw income now or later, whatever it is, I want to make sure I don't have a big drawdown that comes from something else, like needing physical or medical assistance, right? Long-term care issues. Social Security issues, do you know when the right time is to take your Social Security? Do you know how to look at things rationally between should I take it now, should I wait, should I wait even longer? What are my options? What if my spouse, who makes more money than I do, takes Social Security early? What does that do to me if I outlive them? All of these are different, very important things that are not the stock market. They're not your 401k. Having all of these elements covered is probably that is the bedrock. That is the foundation of what you're doing. Yes, is it important to invest? Yes, indeed. Those of you who are younger, it's even more important. You make a ton, possibly, from that age 25 to 55, 65 period, and that's going to be important for you. So yeah. Don't forget to put these things in context. So, Jamie, when we come back from the break, you're going to hit those last couple of points.
Hit those last couple of points, and also you had mentioned banks and CDs and so on, and I got a call yesterday from someone asking about a CD yield of 7%. What?
7%?
7% on a CD?
Wow. Should we all be packing our bags and running over there, wherever that is?
Yeah,
okay.
When we come back, we'll talk about that.
All right. So, again, here's our phone number. You reading something like that? Are you seeing something? We'll help you size it up, tell you what to look for in some different things, if that's something that you're considering, and other questions as well. Here's our phone number, 800-332-7879. That's 800-332-7879. By the way, when we come back from the break, I'm going to give you our office phone number. So if you still have questions, you can always call us there. So stay tuned to more Money Makeover Show.
Want to keep your beautiful smile? Smile Keepers General Dentistry for Kids and Adults is now open in Brenham in the new shopping center between Golden Imperial Restaurant and Papa John's Pizza. Dr. Sherma at Smile Keepers offers laughing gas to make your visit more comfortable. And there are TVs in each operatory and in the play area for kids. New patient exams start at $30 and extractions are as low as $150. Plus, they offer same-day emergency appointments. Just call Smile Keepers at 979-830-5022 to schedule an appointment. Start your date with great smiles. Smile Keepers accepts Medicaid, CHIP, most PPO insurance. Plus, they offer low cash prices and financing is also available. Dare to compare. You'll find Smile Keepers' new state-of-the-art facility the place you want to go to keep that beautiful smile. Smile Keepers, 224 Highway 290 West in Brenham. Call 979-830-5022 for an appointment. That number again is 979-830-5022 for Smile Keepers. Se habla Espanol.
J5 Tractors and Mahindra can help you handle any jobs on your farm or ranch. Mahindra is the number one selling tractor in the world, and since it's backed by industry-leading five-year warranty, you can sleep easy at night knowing J5 Tractors will take care of you down the road. With all the work you have coming up, wouldn't now be a great time to invest in a Mahindra? J5 Tractors in Normandy, Navasota, and Cut and Shoot has the perfect model for you. Stop in today for more information and directions to their location. Visit them online at J5Tractors.com.
Okay, you're not ready to go to a nursing home, but you do need help recovering from a stroke or surgery or other mishap. Now you can rehabilitate at Brenham Nursing and Rehabilitation, now offering outpatient services like physical, occupational, speech, respiratory, and IV therapy, as well as wound care. So if your doctor prescribes therapy, call Brenham Nursing and Rehabilitation about their patient service. Call 979-836-9770 or stop in their facility at 400 East Sales Street in Brenham and speak to admissions coordinator Alice Birkelbach.
When you're a member of an all-star team, you know that you're one of the best. Brenham Collision Center's all-star staff and state-of-the-art equipment makes them one of the best paint and body shops in the area. They provide every customer with guaranteed color match, quick turnarounds, and warranties on all paint and repairs. So come by for your free computerized estimate. You'll always find all-star service at Brenham Collision Center, 810 West Main. Call Brenham Collision Center at 277-0433 for your free estimate today.
Online registration for the Washington County Youth Soccer Fall Season is going on now through August 31st at washcosoccer.com. In-person signups are on Wednesday, August 26th from 4 to 6 p.m. and Saturday, August 29th from 10 till 12 noon at the All Sports Building at Holt Park. Children must be at least 4 years old by August 1st, 2015. First-time players must bring a birth certificate to register. Early registration fees through August 15th are $68 for one child, $126 for two, and $184 for three or more children. After August 15th, fees are $78 for one child, $146 for two, and $214 for three or more children. Uniforms are provided. For more information, visit their website at washcosoccer.com. Under 6 coaches meeting is scheduled for September 8th, and coaches meeting for ages 7 through 11 is on September 9th. Meetings begin at 6 p.m. at Holt Park. Estimated start of season play is September 28th. Find out more online at washcosoccer.com. Register your child for the 2015 fall soccer season today.
Hi, Mike Leonard here from Apple Ford Internet Sales. Have you driven a Ford lately? It's going to be a great year for Ford and Apple Ford Mercury. And this year I've teamed up with Hyundai of Brenham. Now you don't even have to leave your home or office to check it out. Just log on to appleford.com or give me a call at 836-3659 or email me at fordsales@appleford.com for your price quote on a Ford or a Hyundai. We always have some great deals going on, so go online for the perfect vehicle for you and your family. Visit appleford.com. Today.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Welcome back to the Money Makeover Show with the Money Makeover Team from Neil Financial Group. We are planners and advisors with many, 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 many years of experience. We've been through several up and downs and up and downs and up and downs. And we are glad to tell you again that we have the free review process. You are free to give us a call at our office. Here is our office number. I'm going to give it to you now, and I'm going to give it to you in another couple of minutes here. But write this down or put it into your iPhone or electronic device of some sort if you have those. And here it is, 979-836-2903. 979-836-2903. Sharon will set you up with a time that you can come in. Bring your account statements, your 401k stuff, your IRA stuff, your 403b stuff. We've had people bring in their old insurance policies, their old annuity contracts. Do I still need this? What happens if I get rid of it? Are there tax consequences? I mean, all these different things. How can I make things not as volatile up and down and up and down with market swings? All these questions, we do have that free review. So please take advantage of that, 979-836-2903, and I'll do that again, give that to you again in a minute. But I want to get through the rest of these things with Jamie this morning.
Just five things that I'm getting from an article that was in a financial planning magazine. Five things to think about when it comes to market volatility. We went through the first three. The last two, the next to last one is think like a bond investor. Bond investor, when the price of a bond falls, what happens to the yield? Yield goes up, so you're getting more money.
Yeah, they go in opposite directions.
They go in opposite directions. Well, when it comes to what's happening in the markets, let's just take a look at some numbers on earnings. In May 2015, at the market peak, the earnings yield on the S&P 500 was 4.7%. What that means is if you had invested $100, the expectation would be that you were buying $4.70 in annual earnings from those companies. Okay? Well, as of Monday's close, that yield was up to 5.2%.
So the prices were down.
Prices were down, so the yield goes up.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's one way to think about it and not get so upset with the volatility, is think about it like a bond investor would think about it. And then the last one was is entitled to walk the line. What that means is there's two things in the market to think about when it comes to the way you approach the market. One is a speculative return, and one is the actual investment return.
Oh, there's a difference?
There are different ways to think about it, yeah. And we don't think about that very much, but speculative return is always a lot different than actual investment return. And so don't think about the speculative return. Those are the things that drive you crazy. Look at actual investment return. And if you look at things over time, you know, we talked about thinking long term. Over time, the markets have done pretty well for most people. And so you don't think about the speculative return. If you do that, it'll drive you crazy. And the example that they'd use is, you know, the expectation would be that we should probably get somewhere at 4 to 6% rate of return over time in the market.
And this is over a long time.
Over a long period of time. That's the expectation. And so if you're getting less than that, what does that tell you about the future? You should do better.
Mm-hmm.
And so it kind of keeps it in perspective. And that's what, you know, kind of we've been talking about today is try and keep things in perspective.
Well, and again, we do invite you to always, as always, bring whatever your questions are. If you want to bring your 401k or 403b current statements and a list of what your investment options are inside of those types of things, or IRA stuff, Roth or traditional or whatever it may be, if you want to bring all those things and say, take a look at this, I haven't really changed this lineup that I've been in for a while. Some of you haven't. How do I go about that? Because I don't like what's happening now. Okay. You know, we help you to see how these things work, all these different fund choices and investment choices that you have, and help you get a handle on it so you can proceed in a better way. And again, if you have other things you have questions about, long-term care, we've had a couple of people that have come in the last couple of weeks and asked about different ways to pay for long-term care. They had questions about Social Security, when to take it, who should take it first if you're a couple, what happens if you take it early, what are your opportunities for getting a do-over if you messed up and took it super early, can you change that, what's involved? Is it worth it?
Yeah, there's so many things to go over when it comes to that free review.
Yep.
And I think everybody who comes in finds out new things that are very, very helpful. I had promised I would mention about, can you get the 7% CD?
Yeah.
I don't think that there's a 7% guaranteed interest rate CD out there. But you have seen some advertising about what are called structured CDs, meaning that you might get 7% return annually on that CD, but you could get zero.
Yeah, and that is a much more complicated,
much
by
more
the
complicated
way.
CD.
Yes. So is there a CD underneath it? Yes. But how they translate the yield on that for you is different.
If you have questions, call the office.
There you go. So more than one way to do things. Glad to help you. Again, our office number, 979-836-2903. Have a great day, everybody.
The show you have just been listening to is sponsored by the Neal Financial Group and does not reflect the view of KWHI or its advertisers. The opinions voiced in this show are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. You should consult a financial professional when considering making investments in the financial markets. Financial markets may involve risks. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Nothing said on this show is intended to or should be considered an offer or solicitation to buy or sell any security. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Should you have more questions, please visit the website at nealfinancial.com or call their Brenham office at 979-836-2903.